Galatians.
Book of Galatians, chapter 6. I'd like to read verse 10. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. This verse speaks of opportunity, which is simply favorable circumstances for the accomplishing of something specific. We see that opportunity comes our way by the providence of God. And with every opportunity that comes our way, there is an obligation, there is a duty, there is a responsibility. And I believe as we take advantage of our opportunities, we provide ourselves with more opportunity. So there is a sense in which we can create our own opportunity. But in this verse, Paul states the rule about doing good to others, especially those who are of the household of faith, which would be the local assembly. The simple rule of doing good unto others is that if you are favored with the opportunity to do so, then you're to do it. That's what the verse says. And therefore, if we are favored with the opportunity to do good unto someone, then that becomes our obligation, becomes our responsibility, becomes our duty. Notice it says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good. The rule is not do good unto others when it's convenient. It's not to do good unto others when it will best be to best advance our own interest. It's not when it'll be the most noticeable. It's simply when you have opportunity. Whenever that is, whatever the circumstances are at that time does not matter. When we have opportunity to do good, we are to do good. And therefore, we ought to always be looking for opportunity. Most people let, and we all do to some degree, we let opportunities pass us by because we're oblivious to the opportunities that we have every single day of our life. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good. Again, the opportunity brings obligation, brings responsibility, and in the context here, it is especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So we have a responsibility to one another. We have an obligation to one another that as soon as we have opportunity to do good unto a member of the same body of Christ, we are to do good. We are to be looking for those opportunities. That's the context, is for the household of faith. But it refers to all men. Do, as you have opportunity, do good unto all men, but especially them that are of the household of faith. But we want to take verse 10, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all. And we want to take that phrase in the light of the conference. And again, just think of the opportunity that the conference provides every year for every single member of Home Baptist Church to do good unto someone else. 32 years ago, the Lord led Brother Titus to lead the church to host the conference, and that should not be taken lightly. And I believe the Lord chose, God's in control of all things, and I believe the Lord chose Home Baptist Church to host this particular conference. And again, that's not to be taken lightly. That should not cause any pride whatsoever. It should cause great humility. And without doubt, through the years, the Lord has allowed Home Baptist Church to host the conference. Through the years, the Lord has enabled Home Baptist Church to host the conference. The Lord can stop that at any time. The Lord can no longer allow us to host the conference. The Lord may see fit not to enable us to hold the conference. But up to this point, the Lord has allowed, and the Lord has enabled, and the Lord has, for whatever reason, certainly for His honor and for His glory, the Lord has seen fit to use Home Baptist Church to host the conference. For that, every member ought to be thankful to the Lord. But what that means is that the members of Home Baptist Church have an opportunity this week that others do not have. You have an opportunity. It's not just the time to sit back and eat and enjoy preaching. Now, though, again, we're to enjoy the preaching. But we have an opportunity that other people do not have, and we need to look at it as an opportunity. I believe just listening to people talk, and it seems more this year than in the past, I think people sometimes forget the reason for the conference. And people lose the focus of what the conference is all about. But every year, this time in the month of April, you think about it, a remnant of the most faithful people on earth come from all directions to assemble here. That's a blessing. That's an opportunity. They come to worship. Now, I do not believe that people drive the distances they drive to eat. That's not what they come for. If that's the purpose, you stay at home and go to a restaurant. They don't drive 10 and 12 hours to eat a meal. They come to worship. They come to exalt the Lord. And in any Bible conference that you go to, it's for the most part the most faithful members of the Lord's churches. So every year, a remnant of people who truly love the Lord come here. A people who love and believe the truth come, and they come to assemble here. A people who stand for the truth. The people here, for the most part, that will be here this week are individuals who are striving to stand for the truth. They are individuals who have biblical convictions. They are individuals who love God's people. They are individuals who simply want to serve the Lord. And they come from all directions to assemble here. That gives us an opportunity. Every April, a remnant of people who are really just tired of this old sinful world come here. They come to get some refreshment. They come to get some spiritual refreshment. They're engaged in a spiritual warfare, and they come to get fed. They come to get refilled so that they can go out and be again engaged in the battle. That's why they come. I'm not saying that's the reason every single one comes. But certainly that's the reason most come. That's the reason they come. And we must not lose focus of that. These are people who are longing for the Lord's return. These are people who have burdens. These are people who will come who have difficulties. They have battles. They have struggles. They have weariness. They have sorrows. They have headaches, just like you and I. But they're willing to drive whatever distance they drive to come and get some spiritual refreshment, to come and get some spiritual food. Again, that provides us with an opportunity. Now, some will take time off of work without pay to come. Without pay, and they will come. Some will come who cannot really afford to come. I remember years ago going to conferences before we had children and when the children were small, and most of the time we couldn't afford to go, but we went anyway. And the bills got paid, but we went. We didn't go for any other reason but to worship the Lord and to be fed. And there are still people who come who cannot really afford to come. Some will take precious vacation time. Some will take their only vacation and go to Bible conferences. Why do they do that? Is it for the food? I don't think so. Is it just for the fellowship? I don't think so. That's part of it. But it's to be fed. It's to worship the Lord. Some will come and they will have to take their children out of school. And the children, I know this from experience, the children have been threatened that if you take them out of school this week, this is the worst week possible that you can take them out of school. If you take them out of school this week, we're just going to have to fail them for the week. Well, fail them. And that's what we did. And there are still people doing that because they want to come. And they're willing to go through all the inconvenience. And a lot of people will come, and it's certainly not convenient to come. But they come anyway. They will come because they believe that the blessing that they will receive far, far outweighs any inconvenience that they may incur, any expense that they may incur. So they come. And they will come here because they know. They know that there will be other saints of God experiencing the same things, and they can fellowship with them. They will come here because they know that God's word is going to be preached. They come here to be encouraged from God's word. They come to be strengthened. They come to be revived. And for this reason, they come. And we must realize why people come. They come to be blessed of God. They come to be fed in the Word of God. They come to find some shelter. They come to find some refreshment. It was always very, very difficult to come to a conference and then leave and go back to work that Friday morning. It was difficult because you come, you want it to go on forever. But you get some refreshment. But those who will be coming, the Home Baptist Church this week, Home Baptist Church is a very special place for them this week. I can't tell you how many people have told me, and we just got an email the other day asking for us to make a motel reservation and saying it's the highlight of my year. And many people say that. It's the highlight of my year. I wouldn't miss it for anything. We're blessed. And we have an opportunity. And we ought to be thankful that God has chosen us, has allowed us, and has enabled us to have this conference. And then we ought to be humbled that God would be willing to use us. But then we need to also be aware of the opportunity that we have. The opportunity that we have this week. Again, almost all who attend are members of one of the Lord's churches somewhere in the United States. And the blessings that they receive here, they carry back to their respective churches. If you would really stop and think how far-reaching the blessings of a Bible conference can be to the Lord's churches, it's really astounding. Because if someone comes here and they are spiritually strengthened and they return to their churches spiritually strengthened, then I want to say to a degree their church has been spiritually strengthened. And it's all because of what happened here. If they come here and they get encouraged, and they go back to their churches encouraged, then perhaps they will encourage others in their church. And perhaps other churches will be encouraged. What an opportunity. What an opportunity we have. Perhaps someone will become more established in the faith, more established in the truth. And they return to their churches more established and stronger in the faith. Then that church has been revived to some degree. If they come here and they get revived. And I'll be honest, if you come with your heart right, you can't help but get revived. I mean, you just can't help it. You can't avoid it if you come with a right spirit. But those who get revived go back to their churches revived. They return to their churches with more zeal. You remember coming to conferences and I would always have more zeal going home. Always more passion. Always more fervor. Always more love. And I couldn't wait to preach. And I couldn't wait to go, to tell somebody at work. And people return home that way. For that reason, for all those reasons, how we ought to be praying for each preacher that is going to preach. For each one. In fact, we ought to, throughout the conference, take the time to pray. I personally believe that there's not enough praying that goes on in conferences. People get too busy. A lot of Marthas during the conferences, running to and fro, and we forget to stop and pray for who's preaching. I would encourage all the women who are working in the kitchen to stop and pray for God's guidance. I would stop and pray for the one who is preaching at that hour. I would encourage the men to take time to pray for whoever it is that's preaching. And pray concerning each message that is preached. That we would see a revival amongst God's people. That we would see a revival amongst God's churches. That we would see God arouse our hearts. And that God would stir our hearts. That He would cause us to be more and more in love with the Lord Jesus Christ. And to be more zealous for the Lord. This ought to be a time of revival. Take time to pray. Take time to pray for the services. Take the time during the conference to pray together. So we have an opportunity. Don't lose focus of what it's about. It's about people being fed upon God's Word. I've often said that perhaps we should have a conference where we didn't provide food, where we just prayed and fasted. I believe you'd have the best conference you ever had. And I don't believe the attendance would be any lower. I really don't. Because that's not why they come. But we need to take the time to pray. Pray for the preaching of God's Word. With this conference, every church member has an opportunity to be used of God. And therefore, it becomes our responsibility to be spiritually ready for the conference. It's one thing to be physically ready, and we do the best we can to be physically ready, but we'd better be spiritually ready for the conference. Because you'll have a better conference if you're spiritually ready than if you're physically ready and not spiritually ready. We have to be spiritually ready. We spend a lot of time getting everything physically ready, but I'm afraid at times we forget the most important readiness of all. Are we spiritually ready? Is there anything in my life that would quench the Spirit of God? Is there anything in my life that would grieve the Holy Spirit? And that while the conference goes on, that we do not allow anything that happens, and a lot of things can happen, you do not allow anything that happens during the conference to cause you to be spiritually unready. You get spiritually ready every single day, every single service. You make sure that you are spiritually ready to be blessed of God. And God would give us a great conference. Now I knew Brother Titus well enough to know that when he led this church to host the conference, he did so for the honor and the glory of the Lord. And that is still what it's about. He did so in the interest, because he had a concern for the Lord's churches. He did so in the interest of the Lord's churches. And that is still to be the focus. And he did so in the interest of truth. And I believe that the conference has been carried on in that spirit every single year. But we must not lose sight of what it's about. Do not lose sight of that. So this week we have an opportunity to be used of God. We have an opportunity to be a blessing to someone that you would not ordinarily have such an opportunity to be a blessing to. You have an opportunity this week to be a blessing to people that you perhaps only see once a year. So this is your opportunity to be a blessing to them. It is an opportunity. Don't just look at it as work. Look at it as an opportunity. We have the opportunity to serve some dear saints of God. That's an opportunity. Yes, it requires work. Yes, it requires labor. But don't look at it as labor. Don't look at it as work. Look at it as an opportunity. An opportunity that not everyone has, but an opportunity that you have. It is an opportunity to show hospitality to a special remnant of God's people. It's the opportunity to receive others graciously. And the spirit of hospitality in 1 Peter 4 and verse 9 is to be carried out without grudging or without grumbling. Hospitality is sharing. It's ministering. That's what we have the opportunity to do. We have the opportunity to share. We have the opportunity to minister. We have the opportunity to fellowship with people that we do not ordinarily fellowship with. You have the opportunity to fellowship with one another all the time. You have that opportunity all the time. But there will be people here this week that you don't have that opportunity. Take the opportunity to fellowship with them. Take the opportunity to fellowship with those who are visiting. Fellowship with them. Get to know them. If you see somebody sitting by themselves, go over and sit down, talk with them. Introduce yourself. Every church member should go out of their way to introduce themselves as a member of Home Baptist Church. If there's anything I can do to help you, let me know. If there's anything we can do to make your stay more comfortable, anything at all, you just let us know. And we'll do whatever we can. Perhaps it's our opportunity to show the kindness and love of the Lord to those who will be here. So again, we have all kinds of opportunities this week. You may have an opportunity to be encouraging. You may have an opportunity to speak an encouraging word. People will come who some may have had a rough week. Some may have had a rough time getting here. And you have an opportunity to be a blessing to them. But I would encourage, and you all are great during the conference, but be available, be involved. That's your opportunity. It's an opportunity to make yourself available. It's an opportunity to be involved, looking for things that you can do to lessen the workload, to make it easier upon someone else, and to be a blessing. So again, look at the conference this week as an opportunity to be a blessing. There are a couple things we're going to need this week as far as individuals doing. We're going to need someone to keep track of supplies in the bathrooms. So someone can volunteer to do that, or a couple people can volunteer to do that. We also, instead of just cleaning the bathroom in the evening, we need to clean them perhaps at 1:30 and then again at 5. And then again at the close of the services, someone can volunteer for that. I believe Brother Mike's not going to be here on Wednesday. And he plays a big part in being a link between the kitchen and serving tables, along with Brother Mark Titus. Need somebody to fill that role as well. But be available. Be available. Be involved. Pray. Pray for each and every preacher. Pray that the Lord's people would leave here revived, on fire for the Lord, that they'll go back to their churches, that pastors will go back to their churches. And I believe that conferences are more encouraging to pastors than probably anybody else for a lot of reasons. But pray that they too would be encouraged to go back to their churches, and that churches would be revived. But just pray that the Lord would greatly use the conference. And if something happens or something didn't work as planned, it's not a tragedy. The conference will go on. There's no need to get all upset about it. We'll just go on and just pray that the Lord will bless. So we want each one to just have a good conference, a conference that we'll remember. I still remember the first conference. I was sitting third row, right where Tyler's sitting. I remember that conference. It was a great conference. They've all been great for different reasons. We need to pray that God would get a hold of people like he did in that first conference. that the Lord would just get a hold of preachers, that the Lord would get a hold of individuals. And if that happens, praise the Lord, I'm not worried about the schedule. I'm not worried about all the time. If we're here till 3 in the morning, praise the Lord. That would be just fine. So be in much prayer. Be available. And we'll have a great conference. Brother Larry, you come.